like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClellan.
This is It's Movie Time.
Indeed it is.
Almost 50 years ago. Harold and Maude.
Indeed. It's very funny. It's made right during the heights of the Vietnam War, and everything was very anti-establishment. It was first released in 1971, right?
Right. And you know, you had in the late 60s, The Graduate and Easy Rider. So you had some of that counterculture
right.
going on.
Yeah.
Harold and Maude, directed by Hal Ashby, who also did Being There in Shampoo.
Bud Cort plays Harold, a morbid, baby-faced, privileged, is obsessed with death. He even transformed his own car into a hearse.
Because he liked to go to funerals. So he's about 19 years old, almost 20.
Right.
Boyish as heck. Vacant look in his eyes.
There's no expression on his face at all. And the first time we meet him, he's walking through his very ornate living room and staged hanging himself in front of his mother, who was on the phone, and she just doesn't pay any attention to him at all. Obviously, he's done this many times, like floating face down in their swimming pool, and she just swims laps by him and doesn't take any notice of him at all.
I love her reaction to him. I suppose you think that's funny, Harold, when he's hanging. I mean, that one of the motifs is death in this film.
Right.
Even though people like to think of it as a reaffirming of the goodness of life, a lot of the film is about their obsession with death.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth Gordon.
Had she been in Rosemary's Baby yet?
She was, and she got the Oscar.
She won an Oscar. Well, she was her nosy neighbor.
Yeah. We have the meeting at funerals.
Yes.
You also have Harold short-circuiting his mother's attempt to get him married.
He and Maude become very close friends. But where he represents death, she represents life. And she's just full of all kinds of fun and crazy stuff. My favorite scene in the movie is when she's speeding and a cop pulls her over.
Yeah.
And talks to her. And all she does is apologize. And then she drives right off again. And then he catches up with her. She jumps out of her car and steals his motorcycle.
And this is Tom Skerritt in disguise. He actually has a different name in the list, but he's became a well-known actor.
But
he does a superb job with this. Again, he's officious. He's the establishment. And she and Harold are taking some poor blighted tree to the forest to plant it.
Right.
It's typical 70s kind of attitude. Pushing 80 in the film. So she's about ready to go to 80, which is a transition point for her. I have two favorite scenes. One of the girls that mom has selected for dating and perhaps for marriage. He's outside. He waves to them. He has a sheet over him, and he sets it on fire.
Right.
He immolates himself. And then I always love inside of Maude's railroad car. There's so much.
That's right. So much stuff.
So much going on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a very tight little place,
right.
But yet somehow it feels like it's the world. When Harold gets one of her contraptions and is able to smell snowflakes in New York. And this is just complete whimsy for
Maude. She has a true love of life, which is complicated by the time you see that she has a concentration camp tattoo on her arm.
When you and I were watching it again, I caught myself laughing out loud, which I rarely do at movies, chuckling. More than once at this.
Yeah. What was your favorite scene?
The ones that I love the most are the highly satirical of the wealthy class.
Right,
and Vivian
right.
Pickles is just terrific as Mrs. Chasen. She's completely out of it. She's hoity-toity. And she's trying to jam her son into normalcy when there's no way that kid is going to ever be normal.
These crazy scenes are backed up by the soundtrack done by Cat Stevens.
Yeah. Harold and Maude, Linda Boss McClellan, what grade are you going to award it?
I'm going to give it an A.
And you knew that I would give it an A to dedicate this show to my daughter, Thea.
Yes.
Who claims that in seeing this at about 8 years old, it sparked her lifelong interest in movies, and she became a professional.
Let's go find a motorcycle and ride off into the sunset.
I wish I hadn't sold mine.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.